So today we're going to talk, this is the title of this message, Sister Ashley Simon, Witches Gotta Stop. Everybody say, witches gotta stop. Yeah, we're going to talk about that this morning. Now, Dorothy, I'm like 2 years late to the prom on a lot of stuff. I just don't know it. I've been watching Tom Brady all my life and just loving him and loving. And some people say, I don't know if it was my son, my daughter, somebody. So, oh, man, his wife is a witch. I thought they were saying, you know, sometimes you call people figuratively a witch, like they have a bad attitude, something like that. No, Dad, she a real witch. And then Dr. Rogers told me the same thing. No, he's a real witch. I said, what you mean? And so I looked it up, and Tom Brady was talking about it. He said his wife do all his witchcraft stuff and burns sage, and she does all this kind of crazy stuff. And says she told him, you better be glad I'm a witch, but be glad I'm a good witch and not an evil witch. Anybody ever see that clip? Heard about this? Yeah. Yeah, Tom Brady. And he credits all them crazy wins to his wife. I found out today he divorcing the witch. Tell somebody and say, son, there ought to come a time when you divorce the witch. A witch will mess your life up. I think Kanye done lost his mind because he was married to a witch. The whole witch's coven. The mama and the sisters. Now, witchcraft is real. Somebody say amen. Amen. And we're going to talk about it today. It's all right. Can I take my time? And y'all, we're not going to get our 20-hour promise, so we're going to just, you know, we'll get it next week if I need to come back, you know, because I don't care about no Halloween. No way. It'll be a Halloween, be over. But we still need to get rid of the witches. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, I don't want you to look at this message and start looking around saying who's the witch. I want you, first of all, to look inward and see if I am operating in any witchcraft. Because we're going to talk about it today. Is that all right? Yeah. Party City says the number one costume that's purchased every year during Halloween is a witch's outfit. If you'll notice when they're having the costume parties at your job, at your company, wherever you work, number one thing you see women wear, generally speaking, is a witch's outfit. Is that true? And now, because of the gender fluidity, you probably start seeing some men wear it. I don't know. Witchcraft is not isolated to a gender. Men and women can operate in witchcraft. And we're going to talk about it today. My definition of a witch, if you're a writer, write this down. Dwayne, at some point, do me like a little graphic and say, witches got to stop with the witch's hat or something. So we can put up there on the series. A witch is the devil's foot soldier in the earth. That's why so much witchcraft. Number one books bought and sold on Amazon has to do with witchcraft and spell. So this is not a plaything. Amazon is making a lot of money off of this. People that are writing books of spells and witchcraft are making a lot of money. So witch is the devil's foot soldier in the earth who uses illegitimate means of manipulation. And I want to stress this, illegitimate means of manipulation to wield illegitimate power over a person, a place, or a situation. If you're writing, write this down. A witch is the devil's foot soldier in the earth who uses illegitimate means, illegitimate vehicle of manipulation to wield illegitimate power in a person, in a place, or a situation. Right? Another pastor's definition, he said witchcraft is an attempt. We bind the devil in this place, right? Amen. People dropping stuff. Witchcraft is the attempt to control people and make people do what you want by the use of any spirit, not the Holy Spirit. Is the attempt to control people and make people do what you want. Now that's witchcraft. By any spirit other than the Holy Spirit. Is the human spirit a spirit? Yeah. People try to manipulate people through their own spirit. People use demonic spirits. True or no? Yes. So we're going to look at, over the course of this series, which it has to be, because we don't have enough time to get into it today, all of it, three branches of witchcraft. Can I switch over, guys? Yeah. Number one, if you're writing, write this down. Fleshly witchcraft or works of the flesh, right? Divination, which the common vernacular is fortune telling. And sorcery. Sorcery has to do with objects. And we're going to talk about that. We talked about some of that on Wednesday night. Galatians chapter 5. This is a part of our Halloween is Real series, okay? Galatians 5, 19 through 21. Now the works of the flesh are which are manifest are these. So these are works of the flesh, the Bible says. Adultery. Fornication. Uncleanness. Lasciviousness. That's a whole suite of sexual sin right there. Adultery, fornication. Fornication includes any sexual sin. Adultery specifies people breaking their marriage covenant. All right? Uncleanness. I saw something, it was on about some sex something, but it wasn't like X-rated. It was on one of the networks. And it had a dude up there, white dude. You know how they try to blur it out. Is it butt naked or buck naked? I don't know how y'all say it, but it's buck. And his thing was being whipped and feeling pain, and that got him off sexually. Y'all, that's an unclean spirit. Or your favorite rapper with 70 women in the bed. You know, some of that stuff, when you look back on that stuff, you know, R. Kelly had an album called Black Panties, and he was in the bed with about 50, and they all look underage if you go back and look at that album cover now. Isn't that funny? That's lasciviousness. Works of the flesh. Keep going. Idolatry. Here we go. Witchcraft. Now there's a low level of witchcraft that's not all demonic and totally spiritual. It's a work of the flesh. And many of us in here have operated a time or two in this kind of witchcraft. And we're going to talk about it. The work of the flesh witchcraft is this. People desire to control other people. Did you know that? You know, women who don't even care about sex will have sex with a boyfriend and try to control a boyfriend with sex. You know you can't control no man with sex? Because there's 10 other women that'll give him sex too. I thought I'd get some amens. Amen. Oh, I'm a blank whipper. Girl, I'm going to tell you. Does the pastor keep it real a little bit? A little too real, pastor. Be trying to help you. So this lower level is not conjuring up demons and casting spells. It's just having the desire to control other people. Which the work of the flesh is in three categories. Y'all gonna learn something today. Are y'all ready to learn? What y'all here to do? I'm ready to teach. Three categories of this lower level fleshly witchcraft. I don't see a lot of people writing down. You ought to be writing this down. This is some good stuff. Number one, manipulation. Number two, intimidation. And the end goal is domination. So whether your tool of choice is manipulation or intimidation, the end goal of this work of the flesh, witchcraft, is domination. I'm going to dominate you. I'm going to make you do something that I want you to do that you don't necessarily want to do. Is this good? Yeah. Anybody ever operated in any of this? Anybody ever lie in church? Oh yeah, people do this all the time. Hello? Do husbands try to manipulate wives? Do wives try to manipulate husbands? Do children try to manipulate the wife and the husband? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We got a good clip showing that in a few minutes. This is so funny. So, the works of the flesh witchcraft, which is the lowest level, is people wanting to control other people, and they manipulate, and then they intimidate, or they intimidate with hopes to dominate. Now, this work of the flesh witchcraft, it works around us all the time. But I came to announce to all the witches have got to stop. Somebody say amen. Amen. Witches got to stop now. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, I'm one of them kind of guys that I don't like to, and if I figure out that you're trying to manipulate me, oh my gosh. What kind of, what's it, DEFCON 3 on somebody? I'll be DEFCON 3 on them people. Like, you're not going to manipulate me. Have I been manipulated? Absolutely. But when I found out you was manipulating, oh God, I don't like that. And you're definitely not going to be able to intimidate me. Some people say I'm fearless. I'm afraid of certain things. Amen. I wouldn't go up and rub a nuclear bomb. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is I'm not easily scared. Somebody say amen. But I don't like to be dominated. Do you? Who in here likes to be dominated? You know, some people are into that stuff. A dominatrix. Is that the one that dominate or the one that, I don't know, but it's all that kinky stuff that people be into. I don't like to be dominated. I don't like to be manipulated. I don't like to be intimidated. Somebody say amen. Amen. So in this natural state or this work of the flesh witchcraft, we're going to get to the other one. But we're going to start off at this lowest level where a lot of people operate. And the reason why people go to the higher level is because they're not getting everything they want from the lower level. When they was just manipulating and intimidating, then they go off into the other stuff because they have this quest, this desire, this lust for power. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
The end game is domination, control. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. A daddy or a husband, when they don't get their way, they rage, they pout, they get violent. Everybody in the house is on eggshells trying to avoid daddy. People are so afraid till they get their way. Is that witchcraft? Yes, it is. Y'all know children are masters at this. Y'all know children are masters at doing this little low-level witchcraft. And they will play one parent against the other parent. Children are master of manipulation. And I know it's not politically correct, you know, to say, you know, I still like the old Cosby Show. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I know Cosby did some stuff, but the Cosby Show, that was some good stuff, y'all. And there was a clip where Rudy was trying to do a little witchcraft in the house. Oh, y'all got that clip ready for me? I sent it to you, bro. I sent it to you. Look, check your email. But y'all, in the clip, and we might not be able to show it, but in the clip, she was wanting to wear this dress, right? But it was summer dress. And it was winter time. And she wanted to wear this dress so bad to some party. And her mama say, "You're not wearing that dress." And she say, "But mama, I have to wear it." And she say, "No, you're not going to wear the dress. Put the dress back. You're going to wear this winter dress because it's cold outside, right?" And then guess what she did? She went and got the daddy. And I could relate to this so much because, you know, sometimes daddies just don't know stuff. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Y'all know how daddies be ignorant sometimes? Sometimes daddies just don't know what they're doing. They just don't know. They just don't know. And I remember now, I don't think my children, I don't know. Was y'all doing witchcraft on me? I don't know. But sometimes when mama had already said something, y'all know what I'm talking about? When mama had already said something, here they come asking daddy. And they know daddy don't know nothing. Hello? Mama said we could have chocolate cake for breakfast. She did. That whole thing, right? And then when mama come back, Andy, what in the world? That's called manipulation. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And so many times people are being manipulated, right? And you got to teach your children at a very early age that you can't manipulate us. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
You know, they got a show called Pretty Little Liars. They got a show called Pretty Little Liars. It's about little girls that are witches. Now, I don't know do they deal in the powers? Do they deal in powers? I don't think so. But they just little manipulators, right? And girls, and even with their dads, you know, the daddy's girls and stuff like that. And they'll say, "Daddy, I really want it," all that stuff. That's manipulation. And they learn how to manipulate other men. And they learn how to manipulate police officers and principals and teachers and then if the girl is pretty, you know, she's uncommonly beautiful, they learn how to use their cuteness and their prettiness and their beauty to manipulate. Are y'all with me? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then there's manipulation. And there's intimidation. But the end game is what? Domination. Do you know people use this at churches? So, especially Spirit-filled church, instead of somebody coming to pastor talking about, you know, I believe this would be a great idea for the church. You know, you got two women, they got the Holy Ghost, very spiritual, super spiritual, and they're friends, and then one speaks in tongues, and then one gives interpretation, and this is what the church ought to be doing, and that's manipulation. Or, pastor, you need to read this book. Or, pastor, I had a vision of this. Hello? That's the indirect manipulation. And see, manipulation never really deals head on with stuff. Because, see, I'm a straight guy. Somebody say amen. I like, see, Mr. Israel, if something is wrong, you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say, hey, Mr. Israel, something's wrong. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to slither around it. I'm not going to give hints. I don't give hints well. I don't take hints well. My wife said, I was trying to give you a hint. I said, babe, you know, I don't know about no hints. I don't take hints, you know. I mean, we've been 30 years married, and I don't feel like, maybe at the very early time, but I told my wife, I said, women, they don't hit on me. I don't get hit on. But she said, you just don't know. You don't know. You don't pick up the hint. And I don't. I'm just pretty direct. I'm just pretty direct. You understand what I'm saying? So that manipulation, it goes around and it comes back around and it comes back around to what somebody really wants. Anybody guilty of that? Anybody ever lie in church? All right, y'all. I'm on to the next point. You got the video? All right, sure. This is so funny. This is hilarious. Hilarious.
Mom?
Yes, honey.
This is the dress I'm wearing to Kelly's party, okay? Okay, bye.
Just a minute, Rudy.
Yes, Mom?
Come here, please.
What for?
Just come here. You know, just last month, we put that dress and all your summer clothes in a trunk, and I told you it's getting too cold for you to wear them.
Yesterday it was hot.
Well, I know, but yesterday was an unusual day. Today it's 52 degrees.
It's probably going to get hot when the party starts.
I don't think so, Rudy. The weatherman says it's going to get colder, so why don't you take that dress and put it back in the trunk?
But this is my favorite dress. Can I wear it to the party, please?
I want you to dress warm.
I am warm.
Well, you're in the house. But, Rudy, if you go outside dressed like that, you're going to catch cold.
I don't care, as long as I can wear my dress.
I'm sorry. The answer's no.
But I want to wear it.
Well, I'm sorry, sweetie. You're not wearing it.
Yes, I am.
Lady, don't you talk back to me. A no is a no. Understand?
But, Mommy, you're making me feel bad.
Oh, Rudy, if you don't listen to me, you're going to feel much worse. Now, take that dress, put it back in the trunk, and let's have no further discussion about it, please.
I have one more question.
Yes, what is it?
Can I wear my dress to the party this one time, please?
No, upstairs now.
But, Mom...
Rudy, if I hear one more word out of you, you're not going to that party.
Here comes the dad that don't know nothing.
Daddy!
Hey!
Is Mommy back from the store yet?
Not yet, hon.
I want to show you something.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
I think I look pretty in this dress.
I think you look gorgeous in that dress.
Today I'm going to Kelly's birthday party. Do you think I should wear this?
Of course you should.
How about the dresses?
Wear that one. There's no other dress as far as I'm concerned.
Can I wear it? Because you said so?
Because I said so. I said it's beautiful, okay?
I love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
Hey, dear. Show mom your dress. Go on, spin around. Look at this dress she's wearing to the party tonight. Come on, show mom.
Rudy, why are you in that dress? Rudy, I told you specifically to take that dress and put it back in the trunk. Now, you are asking for it.
Daddy told me to wear it.
And don't try to use your father against me, okay? Because he has no idea about such things. I want you to take that dress off. I want you to put it in the trunk. And don't think of defying me ever again. Do you understand me?
Yes, Mom.
All right, now go. Now, Cliff, I don't understand how you could look at that dress and tell that child that she could wear it on a day like today. You have been in this house, and there are three daughters who have grown up in your eyesight. Were you not paying attention?
I paid attention, but I was tricked.
No. Why didn't you check with me first?
Because I don't know all the time to check. See, a lot of people... just a little while ago, if I'd have checked, it would help me not to let Robert in here. But I can't check with the checker and the checker and the checker. Checks.
Sorry, you're right.
Thank you.
And from now on, you don't have to check with anybody.
Thank you.
Except me.
All right, now y'all... That's a funny clip, but how much of that goes on all the time? And you don't have to have a high IQ to do that. You know, Jared learned how to do that. To go between. Do you see what I'm saying? And to make problems. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And so you got to teach your children not to become little witches. Because if they learn how to manipulate, they'll do it. And y'all, you know, some of the people with the highest grades in high school and stuff, they were the master manipulators. Y'all remember that? Yeah, they manipulated people. The little cheerleader types, they was manipulating people. The handsome young brothers with all the charm, they was constantly manipulating people. All right? So that's the lowest level of witchcraft. Is this manipulation, intimidation, trying to dominate? All right. Now, the second part is the satanic supernatural part. This is the part that Tom Brady and his wife was getting into, right? All the supernatural stuff, and she was giving them crystals and burning sage and making them say different mantras and incantations. Before he went into the game. And so witchcraft, the satanic supernatural, it comes out of people's desire for power and knowledge and control. So witchcraft, the part that we call witchcraft, the satanic version of witchcraft, is after power, okay? But there's three branches of, so to speak, witchcraft, all right? And I'm going to tell you what those are. And this is beyond that fleshly level that we saw Rudy try to wield over her dad and her mom and all of that stuff, right? That's when they start learning it. We all did. Yes? Yeah, a baby will cry. If the baby, you know, the diaper's wet, they hungry. And then the mama come and hold them and hug them. But soon a baby realizes that when I cry, the mama gonna pick me up and hug me. Yeah? So then they learn to cry when they're not wet. They learn to cry when they're not hungry. It's just, we didn't call witchcraft full blown, but it's just, they learning how to manipulate. They learning how to play the game. Isn't that what we call it? Learning how to play the game. All right, now there's another level called satanic witchcraft, right? All right. Now, there's three branches of that. That's what we call witchcraft, all right? Number two, divination. We talked about that, right? And number three, sorcery, right? All right, so witchcraft, that lower level in the satanic supernatural, is it wants power, all right? And so they operate through what they call, and you can look it up on Amazon, spells and curses. Spells and curses. And y'all, there are people, oh God, in the schools, in the education system, there are people in every branch of government, every branch of business, every branch that believes in this stuff. More than you know. More than you know. And they may say, I'm just making daily affirmations. Or they may say, I'm just saying my mantra in yoga, right? Which opens people up to the supernatural. Now, I want you to understand, this is just easy level stuff we're talking about. But supernatural, only there's only two categories of supernatural. Do you understand this? What are they? There's God and the devil. That's it. Now, they can say whatever they want. And the devil, he slices up his categories in so many other things. Oh, there's yoga. There's energies. There's spirit guides. It's either demonic, somebody say amen, or it's godly. It's either the power of darkness or it's the power of God. Do y'all understand this? And the witchcraft branch of the witchcraft line, they desire power and they operate through spells and curses. All right? Now, there's a passage in the Bible that we're going to go to. Let's go to Numbers chapter 22. Wait. Before we go there, let's go to, Let's go to Revelations. I think it's chapter 2, verse 4. Revelations chapter 2, verse 4. And some of you guys fall under this category. And we want to help you today. Are y'all still with me? All right, we almost done. Let me see here. Okay. It's 4. And okay, hold on. 2, 4. No, it's not it. Hold on. Oh, let me find it. Okay, so while we're finding that one, let's go to 2 Peter 2 and 14. 2 Peter 2 and 14. Okay, I see it. 2 Peter 2 and 14. Having eyes of adultery that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, underline that. Witchcraft beguiles unstable souls and a heart that they have exercised with covetous practices. Covetousness opens you up to witchcraft. Because remember, you want something illegitimate. It can be legitimate, but you want it illegitimate. Right? So you want to be married? No, you want her husband. So there's spells and potions to give somebody. And y'all, I know some of y'all think that's hocus pocus, that stuff don't work. Do you know that stuff works? With them? Come on, somebody. It shouldn't work with us because there's a difference between what? Us and them. But them, oh, it works. Because it's a work of the flesh. They in the flesh anyway. They have no protection. They don't have Psalm 91. Because they're not dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. Somebody say amen. So yeah, it does work with them. But how many of y'all excited it ain't going to work with us? You ought to give God some praise. Some dude looking at my wife, told me, I want her. Go ahead and shoot your breast shot, brother. Use all your little black magic, voodoo, hoodoo, all you want. It ain't going to work on us. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. We got your number already. But see, when you got an unstable soul, I want y'all to listen. When you're unstable, where's your soul? It's your mind, your will, and your emotions. When you got a weak will, come on, when your mind is weak, when your emotions are unstable, you're open for this. It said, unstable souls, heart exercise with covetous practice, cursed children, keep going, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam. So it's telling us that this character Balaam walked in the right way at one time, but he went astray. Go back to the verse before. Why did he go astray? He had eyes full of adultery, could not cease from sin, unstable souls, heart exercised with covetous practices. This is what causes you to be gullible to the curse of witchcraft. This is what causes you to be swayed by the powers of darkness. And that's why we talked about it this morning. You got to choose which side you're going to be on. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this guy named Balaam, oh, this is so good. Whew. Let's go to Revelations 2:14. That's what I was trying to get to. This is Jesus talking to one of the churches. He said, I have a few things, end time church, for I have a few things against thee because thou hast there them that hold to the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block. What do you cast? A spell? A spell is a stumbling block. He was a witch doctor. Balaam. Here's how you know you're in witchcraft. One of the telltale signs. Taught them to eat things, sacrifice unto other idols, other gods, behind every idol that there's a demon, there's a god, right? Idol gods, yes. And to commit fornication. If you get deep into pornography, you get deep in that stuff, yeah, you start seeing people with pentagrams doing porn. You start seeing people that serve other gods. And you can tell because, you know, they got the tattoos on their bodies. You know, a lot of people got serpents and snakes that do porn. You know that. Wonder what that's about, dragons and stuff. Wonder what that's about. Right. They pulling you in. How did the wisest man in the world, Solomon, how did he get thrown off? He was having intercourse with many women, and those women served false gods. And the sex was so good, he built altars to their gods and serve their gods. Now that's what happened. The Bible says it. So that's why you can't dibble and dabble. And some of y'all, and just keep your face straight, some of y'all, you can know. Dude with the six pack, all that, may have been in jail, and you had one sexual intercourse with that person, and everything started changing on your insides. All kind of stuff started happening. Your mind started going crazy. Because that's the gateway, y'all. Oh, it's quiet in the building. But this man, Balaam. Oh, y'all, I'm going to close it out if y'all give me 5 more minutes. Because we're gonna hit this back up. I was going to hoop it out, brother. I can't hoop it out. Now. We're just gonna close it down. But listen. So here's the person that we're going to talk to as we come back next week. Gina, this is the most difficult person for us to minister to. Is those are the Balaam spirit. And we got them in here. Oh, some of y'all got the Balaam spirit. And I'm going to show it to you. The worst people that we deal with in ministry, they have the spirit of Balaam. Because Balaam was open to both sides. When we get into the account of Balaam, he went and prayed to God. He heard from God. And then the dude that was with Moab, the king Balak that was trying to get him to curse Israel, he was open to him. And that dude served another God. And eventually, they figured out a way. He couldn't curse the people of God because he said, I can't curse who God has already blessed. Go ahead and try to put a spell on me. A lot of people have already. We've already found them. They wives, spouses found them doing it. You can't curse who God has blessed. Somebody say amen. Amen. But they found a way to cause Israel to curse themselves because this was the thing that God had against Balaam. He taught Israel to commit fornication and to worship idol gods. See? Before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idol gods and to commit fornication. So by doing that, Israel cursed themselves. You ever heard of a bisexual? We got a lot of bi-spiritual people. And people get confused because they know over here, on one hand, Sister Laundrie, they hear from God. But then on the other hand, they're hearing something else and it's coming from the devil. That's the spirit of Balaam. And it's because you're dabbling in stuff. Christians that read their horoscope. Christians that go let somebody do a tarot card reading on them. Just for fun while we in Vegas. Just for fun while we at the Mardi Gras in New Orleans. Wow. Mm-hmm. Christian people who get an email that say the psychics can do a free reading for you. And you're so desperate for power, knowledge, and control. If I marry this man, will this marriage work out? I go to a fortune teller. That's divination. I'm so desperate to know. That's knowledge. You know how Adam and Eve got in the trouble they was in? They wanted what? Knowledge. Wonder we got anybody in the building. Mm-hmm. And then we're getting into sorcery. Sorcery is drugs, alcohol, watch this, certain secular music. Do you know a lot of them gang dudes? They say, they told us this before. We cannot, you can't go just kill a person. Do you know what they do? So what you call ride or die, they ride around and listen to violent gangster rap music and smoke weed long enough till that spirit of murder comes up in them. But I just like the beat. Mm-hmm. The objects that witches use to control. And y'all, there are big witches that are controlling the masses through media, through pharmakia, which is the word for witchcraft found in Galatians, which we get the word pharmacy from, through alcohol, through drugs. Why are they trying to make all these drugs legal? Do you know, y'all, not only are they trying to make marijuana legal, and it's legal in so many states right now, 20-some-odd states are trying to get, you know, the federal government just passed a law like they did for the homosexuals just to make it legal and all. But y'all, now the dumb crazy psychologists who was teenagers in the 60s, came through sexual revolution and all that stuff, now they are reintroducing psychedelic drugs, mushroom therapy, therapy through LSD. Y'all, they doing it. It's all witchcraft to control. And I'm going to tell you, if you're a Christian in here and you're still going back dabbling in weed smoking, you're dabbling in licentious sex, you're dabbling in that crazy secular music. You know, there's some music, even the acid rock music and all that, it is demonic. They would tell you that they can't even make the music, that they conjured spirits and make the music. One of my, the guys that I mentored, G. Craig Lewis, he interviewed one of the Hot Boys back when they was, you know, Lil Wayne and all of them was in. And they said, man, we haven't slept in days. Say the people that we murdered, they come back and they haunt us. That's why we smoke weed. Just so we can get some peace of mind. That's why we drink scissor. Just so we can go to sleep. Because we're tormented. You cannot open yourself up to both sides because you'll be destroyed. And some of y'all know how to hear from God, but you dabble over into the other side. And everything supernatural, everything you're hearing ain't coming from God. Now it's coming from Satan. And you know both sides. I'd rather deal with somebody that was totally demonic because I can cast the devils out of them. And I can help them, get them born again, get them in, or somebody that's totally just for God. We can keep discipling them. But those of y'all who keep going back and forth, reading stuff you shouldn't read, why are you reading the other stuff? You're dabbling. Y'all know there's books of witchcraft that I'll never read? I don't have to study from the inside. I got authority over it. I don't need the book. But some of us are so bi-curious. You ever heard this word? Yeah, it's for sexual, right? They're just curious. Some of us are bi-curious spiritually. And we go to the other side. Let's just see what they're doing. Let's just watch that movie, that horror movie, Conjure the Devil. That's the name of the movie. Conjure. Wonder what's going to happen when you watch that movie in your house. It's going to conjure the devil. It's Halloween. I just like to be spooked. I just like a good scary movie. Okay. I'm done, y'all. We got to stop dabbling on both sides. I'll use a real live example. We talked about him earlier. R. Kelly. He did that. Didn't he do that? He had the safe side and he had the sex side of his album. He kept going back and forth between God and the devil. Wonder who won out. You know, Prince did that too. On the end of the song, I knew a little girl named Nikki. Some say she was a sex fiend. Met her in a hotel lobby, masturbating with a magazine. At the end of that, backwards, it says, hello, how are you? I'm fine, and I know that the Lord is coming soon. That was the end of that song on Purple Rain. He was dabbling both sides. Vanity, his girlfriend, his former girlfriend, you know, I got a chance to talk to her 2 times on the phone before she passed away. She said when she was dating Prince, she would come in, she'd wake up and be levitating. He was swinging on both sides, y'all. And we just talking about spiritually. We ain't talking about what he's doing sexually. With the booty out pins and the high heels. We got to stop being bi-curious. We got to stop being open to both sides. Because see, people, and we've had this laundry, my wife, people have come here and you know they heard God. You know they experienced God. But then they go out and start dabbling. And what happened to them? I know some of y'all coming, what happened to so-and-so? Like we ate them up or something. We did something to them. We didn't do nothing to them. We didn't do nothing to them. They start dabbling. Y'all, let's not have the spirit of Balaam. And watch this, Simon. When I get so frustrated at the law of God, because it's not working fast enough, we go to other sources, try to get it to happen. And that's idolatry. Now, y'all, that's wickedness, and that's going to get you in trouble. And number one thing it do is it opens you up to witchcraft. Every head bowed, every eye closed.